Hear the Great Gildersleeve at 8.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
John, wake up. I just heard a mouse squeak.
What do you want me to do? Get up and oil it?
Get up and oil it? Well, that's the most stupid...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's. Doctor, my baby just swallowed a nickel. What can I do?
Well, I think you can deduct it from your income tax.
Deduct it from my... Why, of all the...
Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Benny Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mike Yukakis.
Great men in American history. That is a wonderful book. Never get tired of reading it. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, John Hancock. Now, they were smart men. But the smartest one of all was John Hancock. Imagine, been dead over 100 years and still selling insurance. That takes brains to know how to make a living after you're dead. Yeah, looks like all the smart men in this country is either dead or dying off. You know something? I don't feel so good myself. The trouble with me is I work too hard. Everybody works too hard. All that people want today is to make money and then more money. But there's one thing that money cannot buy, and that's happiness. But of course, if you've got money, you can at least buy the kind of misery that you like the best. That's why I'm glad what I made up my mind with. I'm going to take a vacation. You bet. For 2 weeks, I'm going to get some fun. After all, I don't expect to live all of my life, you know. Yes, sir, I bought my tickets. I'm going to Arizona and just take it easy and forget the whole restaurant business. I don't care if I never hear about food again until mealtimes. I'm getting sick and tired getting up every morning at 5 o'clock. Yes, sir, on my vacation, I'm going to pretend that I'm a king. I'm going to get up till 5:30. Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Hello, Parky.
Betty, I got some news for you. I'm going away on a vacation.
A vacation?
Yes.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. It's about time.
Yeah, bet it's about time, Betty. I never had a vacation in my whole life. I've been working ever since I was 3 months old.
3 months old?
Yes.
What kind of work did you do when you were 3 months old?
They used to pay me 5 cents a night to take care of my baby brother. I seen a lot of changes in those days. Was he a well-dressed baby? They used to call him Diaper Dan.
Well, Parky, after 18 years in this restaurant, you deserve a little enjoyment out of life instead of slaving back there in the kitchen.
You're right, Betty. For 18 years, I've been married to that kitchen stove. You know something? I made up my mind to get a divorce. But I'll be fair about it. I'll give the stove the custody of the tea kettle and the double boiler. But the frying pan is mine.
Parky, you're so silly. When are you planning to go away? Right after the Christmas holidays?
No, Betty. I'm leaving tonight in 2 hours. I got my railroad tickets and everything. Not going to put it off any longer. All through my life, I kept putting off things, and I never got what I wanted. Betty, even November, when I was a little boy, one day my father took me to a circus. There was a man standing there selling balloons. He had all colors there, yeah. But the best ones I liked was the red balloons. Betty, I wanted one of those red balloons more than anything else in the world.
I know, Parky.
Yeah, but it cost a dime, and we were so poor, my father couldn't afford to spend that 10 cents, so I couldn't have one. Ever since then, I've gone through my whole life thinking about how much I wanted that little red balloon and what it meant to me. And just today, I seen a man on a street corner with 50 balloons, and if I wanted to, Betty, I could have bought them all. It's a funny thing, now that I can afford it, I don't want a red balloon now.
Parky, make me feel like crying.
Yes, Betty, I don't want a balloon now. What I'd like to get now is one of those things they're making bubbles with, you know?
Oh, Parky, you're right. You shouldn't put things off. You just go away tonight and have a good time. Where are you going?
I am going to Arizona with a banjo on my knee. All I want to do, Betty, is go away by myself and rest. I like this circular where they send me. That's what sold me in Arizona. Just look what it says here. Are you enjoying life, Buttonhook? That's one of the most beautiful...
Are you enjoying life, Buttonhook?
Yes.
Where do you see Buttonhook?
Right there. You can see it.
Buttonhook. That's a question mark.
Say, Betty, the time is flying. You know, you only got an hour and 45 minutes left to make my train. I got so much to do, I better get busy. Oh, here comes Opie.
Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hi, Opie. Say, Opie, Parky's decided to go away on a vacation. Isn't that grand?
Oh, so you're going on a vacation, huh, Parky?
Yes, yes.
Will you boys pardon me? That man wants to pay his check.
A vacation. Boy, that's just what I need, Parky. I'm going to make you a proposition. I wouldn't do this for nobody else but you, you know.
Oh, thanks. What is it?
Well, you pay all my expenses, and I'll go along with you.
You will? Opie, I'm going to make you a proposition, huh? And I wouldn't do this for nobody else but you either. I won't pay your expenses and you stay home.
Okay, I'll tell you where we'll go.
You don't have to tell me where to go. I know where I'm going. I'm going to Arizona. I got my tickets and my train leaves in about an hour and a half.
Oh, return your tickets and come with me, Parky. I'll show you a real vacation. We'll go up to the high Sierras and do some mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing? Who's got the strength to climb mountains?
What are you talking about, Parky? Mountain climbing is wonderful.
It is?
You struggle and suffer to climb a 15,000-foot mountain. You finally get to the top, dog-tired, foot-sore and weary, and every bone in your body aches. Yeah. But as you stand there on the top and look down at the foot of the mountain, that's the most beautiful sight in the world.
If it's so beautiful down there, why do we have to climb up to the top? Look, Opie, all I want to do is go away all by myself to Arizona and rest.
Why don't you forget Arizona? We'll go up into the woods in Oregon and chop down trees.
Chop down trees?
Sure, it's good for you to get up early in the morning and chop wood for breakfast.
Who wants to eat wood for breakfast? I want oatmeal and cream. Look, Opie, I'm telling you for the last time, I got my tickets all bought. My train leaves for Arizona in about an hour. And I'm going there all by myself, just me alone, that's all, with nobody else, only I'm, period.
You know something, Parky? I'm starting to think that you don't want me to go with you.
Whatever did I say to give you that idea?
Say, Parky, you better go upstairs and start packing your trunk.
Oh, I'm almost all packed. All I got to do is throw in a few things. Say, Opie. Maybe you could please finish packing for me. Would you go upstairs and just put in all that stuff in the trunk that I left on the bed?
Sure, I'll be glad to finish packing for you, Parky.
That's good, because the expressman should be here any minute to take the trunk over to the station. Say, Betty, you know something? I'm going to miss all your folks here when I go, eh? Betty, before I leave, could you sing a song for me so I could have a beautiful memory to take with me?
Oh, I'll be glad to, Parky. Here's a song called It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, it's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this
my dear. I can't remember when. It's been a long, it's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, it's been a long, long time.
Oh, hello, Parkey.
Hello, Bob Williams.
Say, Opie tells me you're going away on a vacation.
Yeah, that's right. I am leaving in a few minutes.
Say, you know, Parkey, I need a vacation, too. Why don't you and I go camping? I love to sleep out in the open and rough it.
Look, if you like to rough it, go rough it. But please leave me alone. I'm sick and tired of everybody.
Oh, there, Parkey. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Oh, pardon me for losing my temperature, Bob, but all I want to do is go away all by myself and get a little rest. I think I worked long enough to be entitled to a little comfort and pleasure.
Well, Parkey, if all you want is comfort and pleasure, light an old gold. Oh. But you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Well, I could get comfort and pleasure with an old gold even if I go away, couldn't I, Bob?
Well, you certainly can, because no matter where you go, you won't find a finer cigarette than old gold. That's because to help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Oh, but apple honey is done be the only thing what helps make Old Gold a better cigarette. Is it, Bob?
No, Parkey. You know, besides apple honey, Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. Say, Parkey, here's a carton of Old Golds to take along with you. Now, that's a guarantee that you'll have a better vacation.
A whole carton of Old Golds from me, Bob. Gee, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Parkey. And just remember while you're away, if little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Have a good time, Parkey.
Thanks, Bob. Goodbye. Oh, my, I only got 45 minutes to make my thing. I got so many things to do. Betty.
What is it, Parkey?
Betty, would you watch the front? I told Opie to go upstairs to finish packing my trunk. I want to see how he's getting along.
All right, Parkey.
I can't believe I'm finally going away on a vacation after 18 years. I wonder what it'll be like just doing nothing. So, Opie, I see the trunk is gone, huh?
Yep, the express man was here about 5 minutes ago and took it off. The trunk's probably halfway to Arizona by now.
That's good. Was it a hard job getting everything in the trunk? I sure had a lot of stuff to put in.
Well, I'll say you did. I couldn't even get your tube of shaving cream in.
You mean to say it was so crowded, couldn't even find room for a tube of shaving cream?
Oh, I got the shaving cream in all right, but I had to squeeze it all out of the tube.
You squeezed the shaving cream out of the tube?
Yeah, but don't worry. I didn't throw it away. It's in your trunk.
In my trunk?
Yeah, I put it in your pajama pocket.
Oh, okay. Should have had more brims than to let you pack my trunk for me. Gee whiz, I got so much to do in so little time, I'll never make my train. I wonder what this man wants coming in. Yes, sir, could I help you?
Just want to make a delivery is all. I'm from Sadie's Laundry.
Oh, yes, Sadie's Laundry. You know, I was waiting for that laundry to come. You can always depend on Sadie's Laundry.
Yes, sir. That's $1.07.
Okay, let me see if you got everything here. Hey, wait a minute. These are not mine.
They're not?
No.
Let me see those. What do you know? They're Sadie's. Goodbye.
Forget about the restaurant. Just think about having a good time and don't worry about a thing.
Thanks, baby. Gee, you know, I don't got much time, do I? I had so many instructions to tell you what to do in the restaurant while I'm gone, but I don't got no time to tell you now, so I'll tell you what to do when I come back.
Parker, you do need a vacation. You sound pretty confused.
Oh, Betty, you think what I'm confused? Look who's coming in, the most confused guy in the world. Our absent-minded mayor. It's a fine time for him to come in now when I'm in such a hurry to make my train.
Well, get rid of him quickly, Parkey. Remember, you've only got a few minutes.
Yes.
While you're talking to him, I'll make a couple of sandwiches for you to eat on the train.
Okay, Betty. Well, welcome, Mr. Mayor. On my honor, it's a great honor to have Your Honor come in here, Your Honor. On my word of honor, honestly.
Thank you very much. You're a very polite man, and I'm glad I left my shoes here to be repaired.
Shoes repaired?
Yes, while you wait. Take them off, please. And I do good work, too, all hand-sewed.
No, Your Honor, you're a little mixed up. You see, you don't repair shoes, and I don't repair shoes.
You bet you won't. If I don't repair shoes, you won't repair shoes either, mister. I've got just as much right to be in the shoe repairing business as you have. And if you don't think so, I'll report you to my friend, the mayor.
Oh, but, Your Honor, you are the mayor.
Why, of course I'm the mayor. Sure. And as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. I have a great feeling for the common man. The common man has a great feeling for me. I do not say a man is great because he has a lot of money, or great because he has power. My sympathy goes out to every poor soul. I say a poor soul is a great soul.
Now that we've settled the question of soles, do you want rubber or leather heels?
Look, Your Honor, I am not interested in heels.
And why are you talking to me?
Look, you know, remember me. I own this restaurant. I'm Park Yakakis. Right now, I only got 20 minutes to make a train, you see. I'm going to Arizona and do absolutely nothing.
Do nothing, eh?
Yes.
Just a bum. Oh, it's men like you who set a bad example for the working man. What would this world be if everybody was a vagrant like you and did nothing?
I am not fragrant. You don't understand. You see, I want to do nothing because all my life I've been doing so much.
You want to do nothing because you're doing so much?
Yes.
Brother, you're a mixed up man. If I were you, I'd take a vacation.
That's what I want to do, Your Honor. Take a vacation in Arizona. In fact, I'm leaving in 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yes.
Who do you think you are, rushing in here and expecting to get your shoes repaired in 15 minutes? I've only got two hands. I'm glad to repair your shoes. That's how I make my living. But I like to do good work, and the least you can do is give me a half an hour, because don't forget, I got to catch a train for Arizona.
You got to catch a train for Arizona?
Yes, first vacation I've had in 18 years.
Goodbye, Your Honor.
Boy. What a man he is. Oh, my, I only got 14 minutes to make my train.
Obie Cates, this clarinet and his orchestra play Gotta Be This or That.
Thank you.
Barber.
Say, I'm here to tell you that you just played that number beautifully. And I'm also here to tell you that I could listen to you play all night.
Yeah, but what you're really here to tell me is what happened in the year 1760. Now, go on, tell me, Robert, tell me.
Okay, now that you twisted my arm and forced me, I will. In the year 1760, the Lorillard tobacco business was founded. Lorillard was an artist with tobaccos. His aim in life was to find and use those little details, those refinements, that give added and unexpected pleasure.
Smoking pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
You must be talking about old golds, Bob.
Well, I sure am. Today, that passion for detail still guides the makers of old gold. They've found and used the best in tobacco culture, science, and blending skill. And that's why today in Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you also get an added refinement, that touch of Latakia for extra flavor, bouquet, and richness. And not only that, but in Old Gold, instead of an ordinary moistening agent, you get a special humectant.
You don't mean apple honey, do you, Robert?
Yes, O.B., apple honey, another great refinement. And even the paper on Old Gold, made from virgin pure flax, is another added refinement to give you extra smoking pleasure. Yes, Opie, this devotion to detail, backed by nearly 200 years of association with the world's choicest tobaccos, is what makes Old Gold your comforting friend when you want comfort and relaxation. So, for real smoking pleasure, try the treasure of them all, Old Gold.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams and Opie, and goodbye, Bob Williams and Opie. I'm leaving now. Only got 12 minutes to make my train. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Parky, don't forget your sandwiches. Here you are. Now, have a good time and get a good rest.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Parky.
Oh, wait a minute, Parky. I forgot to tell you. This woman here has been waiting to see you.
Waiting to see me? Gee, I'm in such a hurry. How do you do, lady?
Hello, honey. Are you the boss, sweetie?
Yes, I am. What could I do for you? Could you please make it snappy? You see, I only got 10 minutes to make my train.
Well, honey, I hear you want to hire a waitress, dearie.
Yes, I do, but could you please speak to Miss Betty Rhodes? She'll take care of you.
Oh, that's okay, honey. I just want to show you my references, sweetie. I got them right here in my bag, honey.
Look, would you please...
And this will only take a minute, dearie. Oh, where did I put those references? Look. I carry so much stuff in this bag, honey. Look what I got here. Lipstick, comb, telephone directory.
Yes, telephone directory?
Glendale, honey. It's a small town.
Now, look, honey, I got...
Honey, imagine calling me honey. Well, you just met me, sweetie. Gosh, you're a fast worker.
Look, I got to make a train. Would you please talk to Miss Betty Rhodes?
Look, honey, you don't have to raise your voice to me, sweetie. I don't have to take that kind of talk from you, honey. I can get a job anywhere I want, dearie. And don't forget that, honey. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Minutes to make my train. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that the station is only around the corner. Well, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Marky. Goodbye.
Uh-oh, here comes that Orville Sharp, the salesman. I'll have to get rid of him in a hurry now.
Well, hello, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Hello, honey. Pardon me. I'm so nervous. You see, I only got a couple of minutes to make my train. Look, I'll see you when I come back, Mr. Sharp.
Not so fast, mister. What I got to talk to you about is important.
Yes.
I heard you're going on a vacation. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, but I...
Now, everybody who goes away on a vacation writes postcards to their friends. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, sure, I realize that, but I have to...
Well, look, when you send them postcards, it's a hard job to think up those funny things to say. Am I correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Who are you buying your witty sayings from?
Witty sayings? You got to buy witty sayings?
Why, abso? Now, when everybody goes away, what do they write on them postcards?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what they write. They write the same old corny stuff. Yeah. Having a wonderful time. Wish you was here. Or else they write, at night you need an extra blanket.
Yeah. Not me. I was going to write something original like, X marks my room, you see? Or, on a clear day, you can see the window.
On a clear day, you can see the window. Oh, boy, do you need me? Oh, a child wouldn't write back a thing like that.
That's pretty stupid, am I correct?
Correct, yes. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, for $25, I'll get you up a list of witty sayings, each and every one packed with good humor.
Good humor? What flavor?
Look, brother, don't make no jokes about my witty sayings. The humor on my postcards ain't no laughing matter.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't like to rush you, but honest, I only got a couple of minutes to make my train, and I don't want to spend $25 for witty sayings.
Okay, here's what I'll do for you.
Yes?
For $5, I'll give you a dozen sparkling gems. Let me give you an example.
An example?
Yeah. Here's a wonderful witty saying, like, if you got a sweetheart, you left in the city, see?
Yes.
You go away on a vacation, you meet a beautiful girl, so you write back. Having a wonderful time, wish you was her. Ain't that funny?
Look, would you mind if I laughed on the train? I'll have more time there.
Okay, I won't keep you no longer. Just give me $5, leave me a forwarding address. I'll mail the witty sayings up to you.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want to spend $5 for no witty sayings, and
Okay, just give me a dollar then. I'll send you one very witty saying.
One very witty saying for a dollar? Look, here's 50 cents. Send me one that's half witty.
I don't know why a guy like you takes up my time. Goodbye.
Takes up his time. Wise guy. Oh, my. Look at the time. I'll never... Well, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, I'll get the phone, Parker. You go ahead.
All right, Betty. I'll never...
Hello? Well, yes, he's here. You say it's very important? Well, wait a minute. Parker, it's Mrs. Pierce.
Oh, I don't got time, Betty. All right, I'll talk to her. Hello, Mrs. Pierce. Look, I'm leaving for my first vacation. It is. When? Just now? That's wonderful. How many people?
35.
Sure, we'll take care of him. Bring him over. Glad to do it for you. Goodbye, Mrs. Pierce. Betty.
What is it, Parker?
Mrs. Pierce's boy, Bill, just came home today after 3 years in the Pacific. They want to give him a big party here tonight in the restaurant. And that wonderful, where's my apron? I'm going to bake a special cake for him. That's a swell kid. Gee, I remember Billy when he was a little baby.
Yeah, but Parker, what about your vacation?
Vacation? Who needs a vacation? Never felt better in my whole life. You know what we'll give him, Betty? We'll give him roast beef. Then we'll give him a hot pie.
The merchant marine faces a tremendous task. Upon the men who sail our ships depends the welfare of our troops all over the world. They must be supplied, occupation forces must be sustained, our wounded and ill cared for, food and clothes must be delivered to those made destitute by war. The merchant marine offers security during the periods of post-war readjustment and opportunity for a worthwhile peacetime career. Experienced officers and seamen with certificates are needed urgently. So write or wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington 25, D.C., giving your rating or license and address. Now this is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.